The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm the announcer, Todd Wilkerson.
And what in the world?
I just noticed that my toenails are way overdue for a good clipping.
Holy Toledo! My feet look like dragon's claws.
How did it get to this point?
Maybe the vet can do something for me.
Wow, it's just nasty. Yeah, and now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks, Todd. And I appreciate your sharing out of your personal life. You know what? We need men to be more vulnerable.
We do.
In that way and share disgusting things with everybody.
Yeah.
Listen, today, in a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to Jenna Ellis. What is her current title?
Gosh, I wrote it all down, but she's one of the
seniors. As long as you wrote it all down, that's the most important thing.
I wrote it down, but I didn't bring it in because she said
she's a senior advisor with the Trump campaign.
I was just going to say for the re-election campaign.
But the reason we're not remembering is because we used to introduce her as a constitutional scholar at Colorado Christian University at the law school there. Mm-hmm. But now she has this position with the Trump campaign. So she's going to be coming on to talk about impeachment and all that kind of stuff. And I have to tell you, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just me, but I could not possibly be more disinterested or actually uninterested in what is happening. It seems like reality has become theater. It is pure theater, but they're all going through with it in this thing we call reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just so absurd. It's like kabuki theater. They all play their roles.
Right.
And does anyone...
It's like they've mounted this big theatrical production and there's nobody in the audience.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Now
they're going to lose a lot of money on this.
Yeah.
But it is sort of odd. And I'm really glad we have Jenna in person here in the studio. Right. And
she's also going to talk about some of the things that Trump has been doing lately about the faith.
The reason I wanted her originally was because what Trump did on religious liberty last week mm-hmm. is mind-blowing, staggering, historic. And even if you don't like the guy, you at least need to know that he has been a crazy champion on religious liberty, which I have always said is one of the most important things of our time. It is hugely important. So the fact that we have a president who gets this or at least has people around him who get this is just huge. Okay. Now, today also is the 47th anniversary of the passing of Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
A horrible day.
Yeah.
January 22nd, 1973, where the Supreme Court, six white men, found something in the Constitution that's actually not there. And we don't need to talk about that, but
how you put it, the passing of. It sounded like somebody passed away, and in a sense...
Yeah, unfortunately, it's 50 million. I have to tell you, this is you, meaning my audience, because, Albin, you were here. Yesterday, we did a long interview with a guy named Bobby Lopez.
Yes.
John Zmirak recommended him. He said, you've got to have this guy on. We probably won't air it on the radio program till Monday because we're so booked up with the schedule and everything. But Bobby Lopez's story is so explosive that it's going to be interesting to see what happens when we do air this. Maybe we'll put the video out before we air it on the radio program. We've never done that before. But this is a guy who was sexually abused by older men who fell into a very, very dark gay lifestyle. Very painful story. Eventually crawled out of that abyss, is married, has kids. But what a story. Yeah. What a story. What a story. And he talks about some things. The reason I'm speaking in such hushed tones, other than the fact that I don't feel well, is that he talks about the stuff that you're not supposed to talk about. He talks about the physical realities and the medical difficulties surrounding that lifestyle that, that doctors feel afraid to talk about. And I thought, in America, why should we be afraid to talk about what's true? In other words, you don't have to, you know, people could say, okay, that's true. So what? I'm still going to pursue this lifestyle or whatever. It's a free country. But the idea that you can't, quote unquote, can't talk about this and you can't talk about that. I got to tell you, it makes me angry as an American. It's not right. We need, there are young people, young men especially, confused. They need to know these facts. Mm-hmm. They can make their own decisions in the world in which we live. But the idea that people are saying, oh yeah, shut up about that. Don't, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about that. It infuriates me. So Bobby Lopez, he was just kicked out of Southwestern Seminary because he refuses to talk, to stop talking about this stuff. So yeah, that's going to be
interesting.
He'll
be on the radio on Monday, so do not miss Monday's show.
Yeah, we will.
No,
we'll air it on Monday.
Yes.
But I'm just warning you, folks. This is, it's so important.
And check out the Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel in the meantime this Friday or, you know, over the
weekend.
Yeah,
it's currently free.
It is free.
You can subscribe for free while supplies last, folks.
That's
I want
right.
you to think about that. Go to Eric Metaxas YouTube channel, Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel, and check it out. But that is huge. I also want to say that we're continuing to raise funds for Christian Solidarity International. My goodness, what a privilege for us to partner with you. There are so many of you who have been generous, and those of you who have not yet had the opportunity, I'm telling you, this continues through the end of this month. So I'm going to keep bugging you because I think it is to your benefit to give something to CSI. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. When you give, you know you're participating in something really, really beautiful, amazing. I'm going to give you the phone number because there are people out there who'd rather call. And I want everybody to give something. And let's remind folks, if you give something, anything, you are entered in a drawing to win visits to the studio, tons of signed books. I sign the books. Albin signs the books. Everybody signs the books. It's just a wonderful drawing. And then five people are chosen randomly. So even if you give $20 or $50, whatever you give, you're in the drawing. But here's the phone number, because I know there are people right now saying, I just want to be a part of this in a small way, in a big way. Here's the phone number, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. And you can go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner there and
That's
give.
Right.
I want to urge you folks to participate
in this. $250 frees a slave, but any amount toward that is helping.
And we
no
have
question.
Had people give $2,500, $5,000. When you give those amounts, $10,000, imagine the effect that you're having. Just try to imagine, because the one thing they don't have in the third world is money. CSI comes in and they are able to do just unbelievable things. So anyway, I want to say that. Now, you can tell from my subdued temperament today that I'm low energy Jeb. This is low energy Eric, because I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, as long as you're not crying Chuck, I'm going to be okay with
that. No, I'm not crying Chuck Schumer, but I am low energy Jeb Bush today. But I do feel tired. Part of it is I already felt sick yesterday, but my brother John is in town.
Oh, right.
And as you know, his daughter, my niece Melina, is here working for us this week. helping send out the packages for CSI, for people who won books and all this different stuff, right? So last night, if my brother's in town, we got to go to a Greek restaurant in Astoria. We were born in Astoria. We got no choice. We got to go.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, when we go, first of all, I said, I want to call ahead and see if I can book a table in Greek. Let me see if I can pull this off. But I did it a little bit in my Dr. Harry voice, like kind of a little angry,
yeah,
right? And it worked. They didn't know that I'm a fraud. And we went to a great restaurant in Astoria, Stamatis. Okay? Stamatis in Astoria. And I got to tell you, man, the tzatziki was exceptional.
Mm.
Exceptional. This Greek salad, exceptional. Like sometimes, you know, you forget, hey, this is just like, it's like the bun. I'm not even looking at it. Oh, no. It was terrific. Stamatis. And it's in a story. You tell them Eric Metaxas sent you there.
Yeah, and I was telling you about Left Terrace in Tarrytown, which is a great Greek restaurant.
You know what? I was looking at online. I actually want to drive to Tarrytown just to go to Left Daddy's.
Yeah, not to visit with Ann and I, but to just eat at that Greek restaurant.
You don't live in Tarrytown. You live next door in Sleepy Hollow.
No, I live in Tarrytown.
Oh, you do?
Top of the hill. I'm 3/4 so I can walk down the hill in 10 minutes.
Oh, we're out of time. When we come back, Jenna Ellis talking impeachment, religious liberty. Don't go away.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for. Smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S. and they're veteran run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Frankly, I'd much rather listen to Neil Young than talk about impeachment. The good news, the only good news, is that I got Jenna Ellis to come in, and she can talk about impeachment, and I can listen. Jenna Ellis, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back, Eric.
Look,
it's great to be with you.
You're an all-around expert, legal expert. I know that you're now, this is new, you're senior legal advisor to Trump 2020. That's a big deal.
Yes.
But you're also a fellow with the Falkirk Center at Liberty University. I'm a big fan of Liberty University. What's the Falkirk Center before we can continue?
Yeah, thank you for that. So Jerry Falwell Jr. and also Charlie Kirk started this initiative with Liberty University because we're seeing Christians really disengage from the culture. And we're seeing this sort of smorgasbord of worldviews where a lot of students especially don't really have a connection with, well, I have a faith in Christ, but what does that mean to my worldview in politics and policy and cultural issues,
right,
pro-life, all of these things. So what we're doing is we're engaging with them through media primarily on all of the critical issues. And so I speak, of course, to law and public policy.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fellows in very substantive issues just to give people really the arguments for why are we not a socialist nation, for example.
Right.
What is the best argument and what is the Christian worldview on all these critical issues? So you can find us on Twitter, social media, the Falkirk Center. We're really excited to engage on these issues for the Christian faith.
The only thing that I'm focused on right now is that Falkirk Center, by having Charlie Kirk's name in the center, the idea that a 25-year-old would dare, Charlie, I'm talking to you, would dare have his name involved with the center. Who do you think you are? All right. It's a good thing I like him.
I do, too. He's,
I gotta
he's
tell
really
you,
great.
In all seriousness, when I hear about this, I've never heard about the Falkirk Center, I'm thrilled. This is utterly up my alley. We need to be putting meat on the bone. So many people say, oh, I'm a Christian, but they don't have any idea what that should mean for their worldview. That's why I'm a fan of Breakpoint and the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, John Stone Street. If we don't understand how our faith impacts our life in all these different areas, it's not really much of a faith.
100%, because a lot of people just see the Christian worldview as an add-on. So we're adding Jesus to our lives. But really, the Christian worldview is an expression that because I believe that God is the creator and ordained the universe to which we're presented, then that's the foundation of everything. And so because I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that is my one conviction, then that impacts absolutely every other facet of life.
Well, this is something, I mean, I've talked about it for years. It's at the heart of my life and God's calling on my life, is that our faith really is not supposed to be merely theological. There are plenty of people who act as though, like you said, it's an add-on, or it's this theological corner that doesn't touch every other part of my life. Abraham Kuyper, the great Dutch statesman, theologian from over 100 years ago, famously said, and I only know this because Chuck Colson used to quote this in almost every speech, he said, There is not one square inch of creation over which Jesus Christ, who is sovereign, does not say mine. In other words, every part of creation, politics, everything. It's one of the reasons I want to talk to you about politics. And before we get into this, I read with amusement, actually, a number of so-called Bonhoeffer scholars slash experts put out a statement calling for Trump's removal from office or something.
That. It was shameful.
People need to understand who is behind that. Okay, first of all, it's Sojourners and Jim Wallis. But all of those so-called experts are deeply politically biased. In other words, the idea that they came to this understanding from reading Bonhoeffer, trust me when I tell you, I think most of them have a profound misreading of Bonhoeffer, and they're furious at me for having used Bonhoeffer's own words to illustrate that Bonhoeffer was not who they've said he was for 50 years. But it just illustrates how if you want to, you can get the Bible or anybody to say anything. And it's our job as Christians to say, I don't want it to say anything. I want to know what it says. What does it say about me and my faith, how I vote, how I live my life, marriage, sexuality, the human person, all that kind of stuff. And so it's very rare that people do that. So congratulations to you and the Falkirk Center.
Yeah, and one other thing on that real quick. I mean, a lot of Christians and unfortunately pastors will manipulate and use scripture the same way that the Supreme Court manipulates and uses the Constitution, right? They will take out and parse one word or phrase and build an entire doctrine around it. Yeah. They want it to say what they want it to say rather than what it means. And I think for Christians, they profoundly misunderstand the Constitution in context, that our rights are pre-political. They come from God, our creator, that our Declaration of Independence acknowledges that that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so they went on to say that the only purpose of government is to preserve and protect those rights. So, for example, when I say that I have the right to freely exercise my religion, when I have the right to freedom of speech, when I have the right to free association, that means that my government isn't giving me that right. I have a protected constitutional right to that because God gave it to me, not because my government did. So when we're associating here, speaking together about God, government's obligated to protect that.
Well, it's an interesting thing that, you know, we need a constitutional scholar to tell us about this stuff because many Americans, you know what I think it is, Jen? I think if we're really blessed with something, we're tempted to take it for granted. And our freedom in America is something we're just swimming in freedom for 2.5 centuries. And it's hard for us to appreciate what that is, how you get it, how you lose it. And I think because of some things going on in the country right now, it's forced us to think about this and to teach, especially young people, what these things are. Because if we don't understand it, if we don't keep it to quote Franklin,
like
we lose the republic. And that 100%. It's why it's become a passion for me. Well, I want to talk to you about two things today, and we've got both hours. I want to talk to you about the impeachment situation. And whenever I say that, it's like I'm crouching, almost putting up air quotes around impeachment.
Because it is cringeworthy.
Because it's absurd. And we're gonna get to that. And then I want to talk to you about what the president did last week with regard to religious liberty, because I find religious liberty to be one of the most important things, I mean, ever, but particularly now, it's under threat for the first time in a long, long time. And last week, the president did some amazing, I got to say, I don't care if you hate this president, if you understand what he did with regard to religious liberty, it is very impressive that he was able to do this. So I want to talk about that.
But let's
start with the so-called impeachment. And I say so-called, honestly, because I cannot take it seriously. But people are watching, hearing, you know, they're watching the TV, and it really is tempting just to turn it off. There's nothing compelling. It just feels like theater.
It is theater. And so getting back to the Constitution and that our rights are inalienable and they're protected from God, let's break through all of this circus and boil this down to what this impeachment is actually all about. And what it is the Democratic Party wants to take away those rights that are God-given and protected, and they want to have absolute control over you and your family, your decision-making. That's what they're running on. And they know that they can't beat President Trump at the ballot ballot box. So they are trying to manipulate the Constitution, and they are trying to manipulate that term, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, and find some kind of conduct. So let's take this, though, back historically, that July 24th was when Robert Mueller testified, and basically they were done with that whole Russia hoax. So literally the next day, July 25th, is when that phone call happened. I'm convinced that no matter what President Trump did on July 25th, they would have found something because they had a timeline. They had to impeach him before Christmas so that we could get through this whole sham before the election.
Okay, what you're saying is pretty incendiary stuff, except I'm sorry to say I agree with it because it's true.
It's the fact.
But what you're saying, no, but I'm saying this is, we have to frame this for people. Just to be really clear, the Democratic Party of today is so radically different from the Democratic Party of my childhood or whatever. There were so many wonderful Democrats. I might disagree with them on some issues, but the point is that they had a fundamentally similar view of America, but they said, we're going to get to the same place, but we say we should go this way. You say we should go that way. We say it should be more public sector. You say it should be more private sector. And today you're dealing with people, and that's why I think it's important to say it up front, as you just did. They have a dramatically different view of America. In fact, I would say, and I think you would, that it's an un-American view.
Yes.
In fact, not just un-American, it's an anti-American view of America. And so that is, unfortunately, the basis of all of these machinations. When we come back, we're talking to Jenna Ellis about impeachment, all kinds of other stuff. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
If I ever get out of here, thought of giving it all away to a registered charity. All I need is a
fine. With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House impeachment manager Adam Schiff is delivering the Democrats' opening statement in the Senate trial of President Trump. During the marathon trial session yesterday, House Democrats asked the Senate to issue subpoenas for documents and witnesses, but Democrats failing on their amendments, and that outcome was fine with the president. The World Health Organization will determine today whether to declare the Chinese virus outbreak a global health crisis. 440 cases confirmed in China. There have been 9 deaths, all in Hubei province. The Trump administration today will approve a right-of-way allowing the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline to be built across U.S. land. The 12,000-mile pipeline will transport up to 35 million gallons of crude oil daily from Western Canada to the Gulf Coast. The Dow ahead 45 points, and the NASDAQ is up 42 now. This is SRN News.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Hey folks, it's Wednesday, and you know what that means, don't you? Because I don't. All I know is Jenna Ellis is here to help me understand what is happening with the impeachment trial, so-called impeachment trial. It's insane. You're going to be on Hannity tonight.
I am, yes.
Now, I know Hannity needs a plug from me because he's really struggling in the ratings. Mr.
He
Big Shot.
That.
No, wouldn't it be great if he gave me a shout-out on his program? Sean, I know you don't listen to this program, but if you did, okay. So, honestly, you really are somebody who can help us understand this. So you were making a point earlier. Just continue. What do we make of what is happening with the so-called impeachment?
Yeah, so we were talking about this being fundamentally anti-American. And this is not just a talking point of, you know, of the right or of politics to say that what the Democrats are trying to do is fundamentally anti-American. What we mean by that is that they don't come from a shared value premise that our rights are God-given and that the government's obligation is to preserve and protect those rights. So what they are trying to do is, because they disagree with President Trump, they hate him so much because he's protecting life, he's protecting religious freedom, he's restoring our rights, he is putting conservative members on the Supreme Court.
Now, hang on a second, because I just want to be clear. I know, and I hope that there are many people who listen to this program who don't have the same political views that I do. They don't have the same theological views that I do. So what I feel is important on this program, and you're doing this right now, is to help people understand what is happening. Because the mainstream media really ignore anything really positive, like we're going to talk about religious liberty. They ignore what this president has done. And so
oh,
on this program, I want to put it out there and just to say, folks, let's kind of screw our heads on and let's really figure out what is happening. Put your emotions aside and try to understand. Because you just said a number of things that this president is doing that I really rarely hear that case being made. I mean, we hear about unemployment, we hear about that, but you're saying in a funny way that he is more genuinely conservative and more in terms of worldview Christian than a lot of previous presidents we've
Absolutely.
Had who are outspoken evangelicals.
Absolutely, because he understands the role of government in society. And so even if, and for the people, you know, who may be listening who aren't Christian or who don't come from the same precise values,
yeah.
That's exactly why we need to preserve and protect the American experiment and the Constitution as written. Because the whole idea that we can speak together in public about these questions of God, about who we are, where we come from, we can make decisions for ourselves and our family.
Right.
That is so fundamentally important that we can disagree peaceably and that we can, if you as a business owner want to decline baking a cake for a same-sex wedding, you're allowed to do that. But if you want to go to a different bakery and you want to have a cake, you can have that made.
I mean, if I'm a Jewish baker, and who's to say, maybe I am a Jewish baker. If I'm a Jewish baker and somebody comes in and they want me to bake a cake celebrating anti-Zionism or something like that, in America, I am free to say no.
Your government should not compel you.
That's the point.
Should not compel you. And President Trump gets that. So going back to impeachment, the Democrats want power. They are the party of socialism. They are the party of everything that is not about your and my freedom and liberty. And so because President Trump has completely disrupted that narrative, they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. So 19 minutes after President Trump got inaugurated, which we just celebrated this week, the third year anniversary of that, 19 minutes, their impeachment focus and goal began. And
yeah.
We're seeing the manifest of that. So what they did July 25th was said, okay, we have something. We're going to impeach him on something. All they came up with, which are these two sham articles, are abuse of power, which is not a crime, at all. It's not a statute anywhere in the United States.
Well, it's also so
an
vague.
Obstruction of Congress.
It's so vague, abuse of power. It's a very vague, subjective thing.
It is. But let me give you the constitutional argument. So yeah. Article 2, Section 1 says all executive power shall be vested in one president of the United States. That means it's not Vidman, it's not Sondland, it's not anybody, it's not Congress. We, as the voters, decided to vest all chief executive authority in the president of the United States of our selection. That means it's Donald Trump. If we have a policy disagreement, that's at the ballot box. It's not because of Congress.
Okay, so that's in the Constitution. Now, you just said Vidman, Sondland. Who?
Sondland, these are the two people who testified at the inquiry who said, you know, this is our belief. We were a little concerned about his foreign policy.
Right.
Well, fine, be concerned. But guess what? You work and serve at the pleasure of this president that we elected.
Can you imagine that? Again, it's why I love having you on, because every American needs to understand this stuff. If you don't understand this, people can take advantage of you, and they can shove you around in terms of, you know, they can usurp your rights. And that is, again, unfortunately, the Democrats have become that party. My whole life, I've been friends with all kinds of Democrats, but the party has been taken over by people who have this worldview. And I want to be clear, you know, my in-laws, I call them FDR Democrats. They were big. They would always vote Democrat because of FDR, because they had this view of the Democratic Party reaching back to when it was dramatically different.
Yeah, that's not the Democrat Party of today. And so people who are basically legacy Democrats, and I've met so many of them who are actually now voting for President Trump because they understand that we have to conserve our liberty in America. We have to conserve our Constitution. It is country over party. And President Trump says that all the time. And so what happened yesterday at these impeachment proceedings, because there is literally no substance that the Democrats have, it was all about process. And what they did was they actually argued that the president of the United States can't assert his constitutionally protected rights. And they said that he does not deserve due process. And so what that means, they're the party of open borders, of, you know, of illegal immigrants coming in, and everyone should have due process protections except Donald Trump.
Okay, we're going to be right
That's
back
how crazy this
with
is.
Jenna Ellis. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I know you won't go away. Why would you? Albin, I want you to do me a big favor. Would you pretend that I'm a very close friend?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I'm someone you could really trust to give you good advice. Just pretend.
Okay.
So if you could do that, let me ask you, what have you stopped doing in your life that you enjoyed because of aches and pains that you've been experiencing in your feet, legs, maybe your neck or back? Could it be simply from aging, exercise, everyday living? Now, by the way, this is not just for you, Albin. It's for everybody. But the point is, are you going to procrastinate and not consider Relief Factor, even though thousands of people who took my advice, including family members, are taking it every day? Now, look, this Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor. They know a lot of people are skeptical at first, and I was too. That's why they have dramatically discounted the three-week quick start pack to only $19.95. Normally, it would cost $64.95.
Wow.
They did that because they're convinced if you try it, it'll work and you'll order more. Go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, or call 800-500-8384. Honestly, it works.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxer Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for. Smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S., and they're veteran-run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Jenna Ellis. We're talking about current events. Today is Wednesday. We're talking about what happened Tuesday. It's called impeachment. So let's keep going because there's a kind of a kooky madness. I think most Americans are tuned out because it is very
boring,
complicated and boring.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Even for the lawyers like myself who, I mean, I love the Constitution and I love constitutional law. This is not that. This is not constitutional law. This is the Democratic Party trying to hijack and manipulate their congressional authority to go well beyond the bounds of that. And so what they're trying to do, we talked about the abuse of power policy disagreement. So then the second article that they filed, obstruction of Congress, that's not a crime either. So, for example, in the Clinton impeachment, he was actually charged with two felonies. Right. And so whether or not they rose to the level of high crimes or misdemeanors, that was really the question. But here, President Trump's not even being charged with anything of substance. And so obstruction of Congress, they are saying if you, President Donald Trump, want to go to the judicial branch and you want to say, hey, are these valid subpoenas?
Right.
I want to exercise my executive privilege to make sure that I can actually fulfill my role as the president,
right,
and have that type of privilege, just like attorney-client privilege is sacrosanct in
right.
this country. If I want to have the judicial branch fulfill their role
right.
and review this, no. Now I'm obstructing Congress.
You see, this is actually so hilarious. The idea of obstructing Congress, I want to say this is like the color commentary. It's got nothing to do with what's happening on the field. But my observation, there are a couple of things that Nancy Pelosi has done, and this is, to me, the genius and the horror of Donald Trump. Because of who he is, he drives people over the edge. So Nancy Pelosi, who normally has the wits about her to behave in a way that at least gives the appearance of some kind of civility, when she pulls out those little Nancy Pelosi pens, I just thought to myself, is this a Simpsons episode version? Are you kidding? Like, you're going to gloat with a pen that, okay. And then more recently, she was on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, and she, in that way, can be very smarmy and unctuous. She smiles and says, he's impeached, you know, the blinking, he's impeached forever. And she said it clearly gloating. And I thought to myself, Nancy Pelosi, you know, I've met this woman, you've got to know that as a Speaker of the House, that is dramatically unseemly for you as the Speaker of the House of Representatives to behave in a way like that, that you're gloating. You're not a mm-hmm. pundit. You're not a celebrity. You're the Speaker of the House. And I thought to myself, that's what cracks me up about this president. He drives his opponents over the edge so that they effectively reveal their cards.
Yeah, and they've labeled that Trump derangement syndrome. You know, and it's entirely valid because he shows and he allows themselves to show their true colors and their true nature. I mean, they were saying, oh, this is a somber event for us. And you saw the glee on their faces. I mean, she had the silver platters of pens as if this was a historic bill signing. Well, I mean, can you imagine a prosecutor walking into court and a judge dismissing a case and the prosecutor turning and saying to the defendant, well, you were arrested forever. You have a criminal record forever. I mean, that's malicious prosecution.
Yeah. Well,
that's
no,
what's
it's
going on.
I mean, and that's the legal view. But, you know, for the home viewer, even if you don't know that, you just know based on the history of watching TV and watching government, you know, but you just know they're not supposed to do that. And so even when Nancy Pelosi was piously saying this is somber and serious, whatever, I had to give her credit in a sense for at least lying correctly. In other words, she was clearly not feeling that way. But if you're going to impeach, it ought to be done with a certain sobriety and so on and so forth. So she didn't do a good job. But when she then, after lying rather transparently and saying all this stuff, to then, I guess it was twice I saw her gloat and say, he's impeached forever. In other words, it's like she has become like the schoolyard. You know, she goes to the Trump level of, okay, you think you're going to get me, now I'm going to get you. And I think all of America looks at it and says, okay, so this is tit for tat. This is pure politics.
This is just them hating President Trump. I mean, that's not just a, you know, a right-wing talking point or so. That's literally what is going on here. And they are doing that, again, by manipulating the Constitution. They are taking these protected sacrosanct rights, and they're not caring about the precedent here. And again, whether you are Republican, Democrat, whether you like or voted for the president or not, you should be very concerned that the president is acquitted and this is outright dismissed because you should care about your constitutionally protected
rights. You see, but isn't this the point? Like, if you're sane, you have to say, look, I might hate Trump with all my guts. I hate him. But if we allow impeachment to be defined down to this level, it's going to bite me when we're in power. Like, you have to have some respect, you know, for the integrity of the foundations of the house, because you're going to live in that house. It's, you know, the house is America. And the idea that they have a scorched earth policy, like it's basically we're at war, we don't care, we're not going to think about it, we just need to win.
It's the same thing they did in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, right? They were saying, I'm going to compel you, Jack Phillips, to bake a cake for what I want, and they don't see that tolerance needs to be a two-way street, because what happens when it's them being compelled to do something that fundamentally and viscerally goes against their sincerely held religious beliefs? But they don't care about any of that. All they care about is winning today, and they care about making sure that they're the ones in political power. And we saw that very interestingly with AOC this week, where she was talking in a forum and talking to billionaires and saying, you know, I want your power. And then she said, well, I mean, you know, we the people. And she corrected herself a little bit. And it was so transparently obvious that that is all that this new far left Democrat Socialist Party wants.
Well, you know, the term that has to come to mind is cultural Marxism. If you no longer believe in truth, you then believe in power. You say that it's not about what is right or wrong, because there is no right or wrong. It's just that I want to win. And I want you to lose unless you do what I tell you, in which case I've already won. And I think that to see that played out at the highest level of American government life, it should be shocking. And it's why I wanted you on, Janice, because we need to unpack what is really happening. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are a number of Democrats who know that this is bad for America, and then ultimately for them and the Democratic Party. There are very few, but there are few that have that courage, and they probably will not vote along party lines. We'll be right back with Jenna Ellis. Swerves in black and white.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. you can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House impeachment manager Adam Schiff delivered the Democrats' opening argument in the Senate trial of President Trump.
Over the coming days, we will present to you and to the American people the extensive evidence collected during the House's impeachment inquiry into the president's abuse of power. Overwhelming evidence.
Schiff is continuing to speak. On Tuesday, White House counsel Pat Cipollone tells the Senate that the House managers are asking for a conviction even though President Trump has done nothing wrong.
They're asking you to use your office to remove your political opponent from the ballot. That's wrong. That's not in the interest of our country.
During the marathon trial session yesterday, House Democrat asked the Senate to issue subpoenas for documents and witnesses, but Democrats failed on their amendments. On Wall Street, the Dow had 44 points. This is SRN News.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to BambooHR.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at BambooHR.com/HR. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric from Texas Show. I'm talking to Jenna Ellis, who is one of the president's, well, senior legal advisor to Trump 2020. That's the campaign, and a fellow with the Falkirk Center, recently inaugurated at Liberty University. You were just saying the famous quote about that we need a moral people in America. Again, I talk about this all the time, but say that from a from a constitutional scholar's point of view.
Yeah, the founders recognized that our Constitution was only built for a moral and upright society, because when you were talking earlier about when there's no objective truth and we don't believe that truth is, and it either comes from man's collective judgment, right, or something outside of man, which we understand is God, then if we have man's subjective whim, then morality in society is only collective judgment and it's enforced by force of the government. And so our founders didn't build our society that way. They understood that because our rights come from God, our creator, that truth and morality is objective, that God, for his sovereign purposes, has built the universe how he has, and we have the reality to which we're presented, then government is under that moral truth. And that just like God enforces physical law, I mean, we can't in our legislature decide, hey, let's repeal the law of gravity and let's not have that enforced in our society. We don't have that authority.
Right.
Well, in no other way either do we have the moral authority to say, for example, women have the right to go out and choose. Today's Sanctity of Human Life Day, which the president gave a wonderful proclamation for that all human beings are made in the image of God. We as an American society preserve and protect life because we understand that moral truth and moral law also come from outside man, and we acknowledge that is objective. That is what our American experiment is built upon. That's what our Constitution was designed for, and that's what the socialists, what the extreme leftists,
right,
the LGBT agenda, all of that is to break down that fundamental moral truth, break down the family, break down the sanctity of marriage, human life. All of these top-level policy issues are really rooted in the fundamental truth of who do you say that Jesus is.
Well, think about that. You know, you don't have to be a Christian to understand this. The founders, you know, many of them were not theologically orthodox Christians, but every single one of them understood this is how freedom works. This is how self-government works. There's no other way that it can work. So they put it together for us, and we've taken this for granted to the point that we've now forgotten it, or many people don't know about it. And if we don't understand this and begin to live it out and teach it to our kids and on and on and on and on, this all goes away. This is not guaranteed to us.
Absolutely.
Because, like, we're wonderful American people, you know.
Well, just like you wrote in your wonderful book, you know, If You Can Keep It, that, you know, Benjamin Franklin said after the Constitutional Convention, we have a republic if you can keep it, because liberty has to be protected and preserved to the next generation. And our founders unanimously declared that value premise.
Right.
And my book is called The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution, and it's a 244-word defense of moral truth and where comes from.
Page.
244, yes, Page.
Page. I was going to say, come on.
Yes, 244,
The legal
page.
Bias, say it again, the legal bias.
The legal basis for a moral constitution. And so this is the defense of where our roots in the Judeo-Christian worldview in our society come from, and why our founding fathers, even if they weren't sincere Orthodox Christians, they all understood that our rights are pre-political and not from our government.
This is as foundational, as important as it gets. Jenna Ellis, thank you for being my guest in hour one. We've locked the doors. You're forced to be our guest also in hour two. That's good news for me and the audience. Folks, stick around.
Just all right.